Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions. As I did last week, this program will involve interviews with various persons in connection with another activity I attended. In this case, the activity was organized by the Puerto Rico Chamber of Commerce, in which I am active as head of the Negotiation and Conflict Resolution Committee. The all-day summit was entitled The Role of Cities in the Global Economy, bringing local and international future thinking leaders who presented thought-provoking new concepts and technologies regarding the future of our cities that are critical in ensuring our competitive role in the world. I will have on this program the president of the chamber, Pablo Figueroa, the president of the Puerto Rico College of Architects, Alberto Lastra, the founder and president of AirSage, Cy Smith, as well as the founder and president of Data First. The luncheon speaker was the newly nominated Secretary of State, David Bernier, who gave an excellent talk. He explained how when he met with the athletes who eventually won medals for Puerto Rico, he asked them what Puerto Rico could do in terms of sending them for further training outside Puerto Rico or bringing persons from outside Puerto Rico to help. Their answer was that what they needed was support in allowing them to implement fully their training plan, which is what he did and which turned out to work. The lesson is that we have the talent and know-how. What we need is faith in ourselves and support from the government and the community. A powerful lesson. He reminded us of what happened just before the inauguration of the Central American Games in Mayagüez, when the scaffolding fell because of strong winds. When told of what had just happened, his reaction was that this was a joke. When he finally realized that it was serious and decided then to address the problem, things worked out quite well. He went on to explain how it was the best thing that could have happened. Prior to the accident, there was nothing but criticism and disunion. When faced with a common adversity, everyone got together and made the games a great success. The lesson is that we need to stop criticizing each other and start getting together to face our common problems that we all want to solve. Finally, and this was along the lines of my weekly commentary that came out recently on the need for us to work together and to listen to those who do not agree with us. As I told him after his talk, the gesture of attending the San Juan Rotary Thanksgiving Day activity with Kenneth McClintock was a very powerful lesson for the 600 young people standing and attending the activity. As I say, actually, Confucius says, a picture is worth a thousand words. On a constructive note, I believe he should have spoken in English at the luncheon. Because the summit was in English, he was introduced in English, and we had a lot of guests who did not speak Spanish. Nevertheless, his decision, his strategy, was to address the local audience, and his message is critically important. As we heal the wounds of a hard-fought election, it may move forward to improve our economy and quality of life. Now take a break, and after the break, I will have my first guest, the president of the Puerto Rico Chamber of Commerce, Pablo Figueroa.